listening to Jimmy Disu.
Jimmy Disu.
Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today is Friday. We're going to divert a bit from our youth inclined programs to things that are a bit more general. And the hottest thing in town now is the AFCON that is coming on. The opening ceremony is tomorrow, but the Nigeria is going to play on Sunday. And I have Adaeze Michael, one of my tormentors in this place.
Can you imagine that?
One of my tormentors. She was here at 7 o'clock to do the sports thingy. You go back, you go bath, rub powder, rub everything, and I said, like, they can't see your powder at home now. Is this radio?
Uncle Jimmy, I don't know what you're talking about, really. I do not know what you're talking about.
Go rub powder. Even so, if you change your wig, because for morning, my local to use now.
This is exactly how I appear in the morning. Nothing changed.
The sheriff,
in fact, I didn't even go anywhere. I've been around the complex.
Sheriff minds his business. He doesn't look at all that. Please, today is a Friday. It's a holy day. So, Adaeze, is there anything to look for? Let's be honest here. This is not a PR, this thing. This is not an NFF-inspired program. because we have to handle our expectations, you know. Is there anything to look forward to in this competition?
From the angle of the Super Eagles?
What else? What does it concern me?
Okay. Yes, there's something to look forward to.
Do you think... are we rated amongst the first four?
Not the first four. From the, you know, these days we are in a world of statistics, computer analysis, data. The data actually said that we are ranked sixth best team to win.
Okay, so that we can we excuse Arsenal fans from this discussion so that they don't put mouth.
I don't understand.
They're still in the title contention.
See me.
They finished second last season and they're in the Champions League.
We're not doing badly.
We can cut them some slack.
You know, I'm a 50-50 fan.
Well, every team have that time where they have poor run of form.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm sure Arsenal will bounce. So they are allowed to join this conversation.
I'm a 50-50 fan.
Okay.
I'm a Liverpool fan any day they are playing. Okay. And an Arsenal fan. Now, the day Arsenal played Liverpool, I had a dilemma.
Okay, so who now eventually did you support?
I switched off my TV now. Now by force.
So I think for the Eagles, if there's Nigerians as a whole, footballing fans and sport fans, we cannot wait for the tournament to start, because in the last few months, it's been a very difficult time for Nigeria's football. In the last 2 years, basically, the expectation was so high in Garoua in Cameroon. We got knocked out round of 16. Shockingly, just within a space of 20 minutes, Alexi will be sent off. Tunisia packs the bus. It just happened in our eyes. There was like, we couldn't believe our eyes, because the plan was to beat Tunisia, get to the quarterfinal, try beat whoever, because we're already beating Egypt. We're like, oh, we've arrived. And apart from that, when we came back with that humbling disappointment, we again started building our faith and our anticipation. It was a World Cup qualifiers in Abuja. We stumbled again. So if there's a tournament that can, because a lot of persons have switched off from the Eagles. A lot of persons have tuned off mentally.
Tuned off.
So I don't know what they are doing, like this group of players, but I believe you me, Nigerians would always want more.
Is it possible to allow the female team represent us instead of...
It's not possible. The women's football is the women's football.
There's a way we can conceal the front.
Yeah, because those ones have a way of giving everything.
You can't really let them represent. Does it say anywhere that they have to be men?
Yeah, it has to be men, because it's African Cup of Men. The women's tournament is coming in June. So they
which
should
we
for that.
Go
hopefully,
by his grace,
hopefully.
Sponsorship?
I should be there in Morocco.
How many, you won't go alone. How many will you be?
For here now, I cannot really say if there are other people that
but
would be interested.
But if you get sponsors on call.
If I get sponsors, Otilo. But it's in Morocco, and CAF are still trying to consider the calendar, because we have the Olympics.
It's in June.
It's in June. Between June and July, because we have the Olympics.
It'd be a nice time to take a holiday, just take a flight to Morocco.
Yeah.
I've been to one Commonwealth, whatever. I was just at the venues now. I didn't like it. But,
you didn't get into the tournament.
But the festivity of the, you know, it's quite
amazing. And Morocco is such a beautiful country. Beautiful country.
In case you go, forget me not. I want to buy one of those Jalamia.
No problem.
Do not buy for any other person.
Let's get back to the super.
Do not buy for another person. Do not buy for it. Because if you buy one for somebody shorter
it's
than me.
It's me that he's referring to.
If you, let's just say if you buy one for somebody shorter than me, okay. I will add 1 yard of identity. Okay, what are the teams that we need to, let's talk about the tournament itself and leave Nigeria's interest out of it. My interest is so bad, do we have a coach?
We have a coach who is unpopular. We have a coach who Nigerians do not have confidence in, despite the fact that he has experience in Europe, South America, Asia. Jose Peseiro is his name.
Nobody. Which team has he coached?
Oh, he was assistant at Real Madrid. He's got a master's degree in sports science.
They don't use degree to. Sir, what's his name now? That old coach of Man U.
Alex Ferguson.
I heard, I'm not sure, and I'm not putting my reputation out, that he didn't even play.
Oh,
he
well.
He didn't play, yes.
Yeah. That. So Jose Mourinho didn't play as well.
Yes, it's what you have in your head. Exactly. His degrees, he can take you to the World Bank at the Shembe. But do you think he's a competent coach for us?
Big question. In this tournament, go through his record. He has played 14 games in charge competitively for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. He's won 6 and lost 5 and drawn 3.
Okay, is that a good percentage?
That is not a good percentage. Uh-huh. Given the fact that his predecessor, the man he replaced, Joseph Ganatro, actually had a better record. But however, the good part is that our qualification series to this AFCON was way smooth and better.
Okay.
Yes. But in terms of if you look at his general record as a coach, it's not so pleasing, because he likes the attacking-minded kind of football. His philosophy is attacking-minded. He doesn't mind playing 6 attackers in a game. But he tried it against Atome and Principe, which was his first assignment. That game was a dream game for the Eagles. We scored 10 goals. But this is a tournament football. I hope that he is able to understand that if you set up 4 attackers at a time, you are exposing your team to counter-attacks. And
yes.
That system has made Nigerians to concede 11 goals in their last 14 games under his tutelage. Because of that, everybody attacking minded, go forward, go score the goals. Nigeria's Super Eagles have been exposed, vulnerable to counter. And counter attack is so swift in a tournament like AFCON. I was telling my colleagues last night that this AFCON will not give you a chance to slip up. If you are not prepared mentally, physically, tactically, there's no place for hiding. There's no fluke. There's no let's calculate. If we win one, we shall lose. You have to be on top of your game, because we have a lot of African export now playing football the highest level.
Yeah.
In 2013, we just dug out that we managed to win one, we lost one. But this is 2024. A lot of teams that will progress to the later stage will have to be on top of their game. There is no fluke anywhere. From the very first minute, you have to give everything. There won't be any place for hiding.
Do we have a good goalkeeper?
Big question. That is, we do not have, that is a conundrum. For us now, this tournament, we have seen situations where goalkeepers actually have a lot to say in ensuring that their teams win games by the contribution, by the confidence they exude between the sticks. But our own goalkeeper, we don't have confidence in him. He didn't become a bad goalkeeper overnight. But I think we're hoping that we'll see the best version of the goalkeeper who has a weak point, which is long-range efforts. And when we're going for a tournament with a goalkeeper like that, that concede a lot of goals, our plan will now be to outscore the opponent. But will you have time to outscore the opponent? We don't have a trusted goalkeeper.
We might also need... I think there's an ex-footballer in the... Why are you fidgeting? You are the one who came to this same studio and said that when he was small, they called him Kikiri, that he played center forward.
I was a great footballer.
Oh, nice.
I was a striker.
So why
were you left footed or right footed?
Right footed.
Oh, you're a right footed striker.
Why is he now stammering?
I was good. I was good at what I, you know, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Sherry.
I end in nickname Kekere. My boot then was like the finest boot because our sponsor, Mr. Chairman, went to Italy to get boots for everybody, and he selected mine separate.
They found your size.
The only what?
They found your size.
They found my size. Yes, very small. And why are you looking at my leg? My leg is not that small.
Ah, Sheriff is going to kill me. So who are we playing on Sunday? We leave the ex-footballer. You can.
So we play Equatorial Guinea on Sunday.
We should be able to beat those ones now.
Big question, but Equatorial Guinea have not lost any game since 2022, the entire of 2022. So they're defensively sound. And the game is just set against the Eagles because we always want to attack Victor Osimhen. And again, we have... If there's a team that has complete forward attacking minded players, it's the Eagles. And that is one area I expect the coach to capitalize and maximize his strength. Mm. We have different shades of forward attacking minded players. Players that can drop deep and play the playmaker role. Players that can run in behind. Players that can be a focal point just like Victor Osimhen. All of this strength is in attack. But the problem now is the midfield is not balanced. Well,
what do you call his name now?
Victor Osimhen. The African footballer.
You said Piazza. Who?
Players that can run in behind to try to get a pocket of space. Players that can be a focal point, just deliver the long balls. And players that can drop deep, be a playmaker. And also, we have every shade of forward attacking-minded players. But do we have midfielders that can sync with them? Do we have that team spirit and fighting spirit inside of us? Mm. That is where the question lies now. And it's up to the coach to maximize it. I was with Odegbami here last week when he said, during the build-up to 1980 when we first won the title, I noted words, time for preparations. They had to go to Brazil, but we have only less than 2 weeks to prepare. I mean, we don't really have time because of the very busy schedule in Europe. But over here, back in the day, it was the players of the league. The league could as well maybe shut down or something, but the boys will have enough time to make their bond as a team, have time to practice different tactics. But 2 weeks, is it enough for us to prepare? And again, we've lost a lot of games recently. It's not good for our confidence. Lesotho, Zimbabwe.
So, those days when we could bully African countries, if it was like 20 years ago, like the team of 1994, we want to play Equatorial Guinea, we just send our second 11, just send our reserve.
Exactly.
Those days are gone.
They're gone.
They're gone, yes.
They're gone.
And football has actually changed.
Big time.
You know, the football I grew up into, when I remember Tunde Martins, Bobata Fili Fili Shabale. And I remember the likes of Ilerika. You know, football at that time, there was one guy they called in Isi and then Nepa. Igbolabi Omabeki. You know, nobody, his job is to clear him and this enfant terrible. They
would have given him 5 red cards within 5 seconds because the game has changed now. You don't touch any player carelessly, you're going to get sent off.
Yes.
And Odegwami was saying, look, if I were in this modern era, I'll probably score a lot of goals because nobody will touch me when I come into the box. But then it was kick and follow, kick, clear, and then, and you know, the referees won't do anything.
That entertainment too is missing, the dribblings of Ilerika. I wish I could call Uncle Dele Adetiba then. When the broadcasters now, when it gets to a point, you don't need to say he has dribbled. Just say Ilerika. That means he has finished with Ilerika. Ilerika. Football has changed over time. But it is sad that now going back where we were at the 90s, we just started dropping gradually. This new NFF to you, what are your impressions of them?
Oh, well, I don't
even know the name of the chairman of NFF.
It's Ibrahim Gusau.
I don't know
Alhaji Ibrahim. He was the Secretary General.
Who didn't know... What's his name? His predecessor?
Amaju Pinnick.
Amaju Pinnick, yeah. Who I saw in a video come down from a roadshow. I said, that's very good. Have they paid their players?
Yes, we understand. According to reports we have in the news, the president has released funds to clear every debt. The coach, just to motivate them for the tournament.
In such things, I trust Jagan.
And when they release these funds, it also takes time to get to the players themselves. I hope, because we've seen situations where we go for tournament and then it's a blackout. The guys don't want to train. They don't want to do media round and stuff like that.
Jagaban will give them cash.
So, but I think the money has
no,
been released.
No, this president that we have, yeah, because I'd like to, he would not, I'd be surprised if those guys, he would give them pass and do the paperwork later. We need a proactive, you know, in things like this.
Absolutely.
He will go and send somebody, whilst they're still looking for contract paper, he would have told, Dele, call this man in the UK and let them supply us this thing. We'll do the paperwork later and get it done. I hope Nigeria will not be disgraced in this tournament.
No, there's no chance for that. The boys, too, they have something to prove. Victor Osimhen is on a mission. He missed the last AFCON due to COVID and all of those shenanigans. So, being the African player of the year, he wants to take it personal. He wants to lead the team to as far as, even if it's semi-final. But the fact that we have 3 titles, we've been medaled 15 times, there's something about Nigerians, we want more. We feel like the AFCON is our birthright. We feel like when we get there, we should win it all the time.
Win this one, no?
We have a chance. It's football, we have a chance.
Are you going to...
No, there's no plans for Ivory Coast because we have a lot of work to do in Lagos. We have commentary, blow by blow. We have all of the action. We have to bring it to Lagos.
Next time you can send me. I reported sports.
Send who?
I reported in 1975. Yes. Hmm. What we told
you,
I have witnesses. There's the SB is dead. Kule Shewoniku, my big brother. I don't know, but I have witnesses for a very short time. I cover sports.
Hmm. Let me shall not say anything.
Say something. I do not say anything without proof.
I don't say anything.
If anybody knows, Mr. Kuleshe Woniku or Mr. Egmoba Ashemi, come and save me from this thing now. Okay, Ada, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
And God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So it's 9:22. We've been talking to Ada Eze Michael. I got it right this time. I wanted to say Ada blessing. No, Ada Eze Michael. Sure. Fine woman. This, oh yeah, you go come out your
have a good weekend, sir.
All right. Okay, so we'll soon take a short break. I think I can take a call for just one call.
Okay.
Hello, good morning.
Let's take one call.
Hello.
That one has dropped as well. Let's take this one.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning, quick one.
Uncle Jimmy, this is Malik speaking.
Malik, Jimmy, how are you?
Yeah, our football collapsed. Like the way the federal government collapsed in Nigeria after 1994. We never choose to build up to make sure we have a good team and we have enough players in the country that can deliver. But because of paddy, we need to go far. Good morning.
Okay, 9:23. Let me risk one more call.
Yeah, let's see if we can pull through one more call quickly. Let's see. But I have a message here.
Yes.
Perhaps I should take this one here. Shewade says, all Nigeria's got his mouth.
Yes.
You want to reach semi-final. Did you prepare in such a way that you can get to the semi-final? And that's what Ada also mentioned.
Actually, if you are quite good at editing, at thought of, because that's not what it is. I thought you were going to release it. Okay, we'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jimmy Dis right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You welcome back to the, I almost said the discourse, to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso. And I was speaking to Ada Eze, Michael. One thing I must give Ada Eze, though, and it's a pity she's not here to hear, but I'll tell her later, is she had so much knowledge. And I wonder how she was able to build that up, you know, professionally. I'm so proud of her, you know, as a lady. I'm so proud of. But I always wonder whether some of these analysts that we have, whether they actually played football. You know, I asked Agbede, because Agbede doesn't look to me like he played any football at all, the pundit. And he said, Egmo, you know. Shelly, you know, football is a feel-good thing. And I was telling you when we were on break what happened to me when we won the Olympics.
Yeah, in 1996.
Number one is that I watched the game standing up. Did you move away from the TV now? I say sorry, but before you know it, I'm right in front as if I want to kick it themselves. So it kept going back and forth. I was watching it with my kids, my family. And then when we finished the ball, you won't believe what I did, Sheriff.
What did you do?
Kini imaso yon domodim. I feel a bit ashamed. I'm too. I can't even say it on air. I don't want people to know that I ever did something like this. Not that I wee weed on my body or anything.
No.
Because you're looking at me suspiciously.
No, of course not that. No, not God forbid.
God forbid. What if you wee weed? You know.
What did you do?
What I did reminds me of what my friend's dad, my friend Dobie, my party man, UK. Abe died, we call his dad Abe, he died recently. May his soul rest in peace. When you're watching boxing, he'll be watching boxing. We'll just be, the way houses are, the sitting room is this way, the TV is this way, and then you guys will just be at the end, gossiping and so on, and half the time we'll be watching him. When boxing is going on, you hear he, bah! May you rest in peace. He, bah! So I did something similar. On impulse, as soon as Carlos called that penalty, I didn't wait for it to be declared a goal. I ran inside my car, which was parked in the garage. Me, my children, their mama, we ran inside the car. We were shouting from inside the car in the garage. Then my second daughter said, "Daddy, let's open the sunroof." We opened the sunroof. Then my son is a very gentle boy, but it was the two girls. Oh, I'm blighted in their thin voices. I'm blighted. One looks like Feta and sounds like her. We drove around the whole of Festac.
Wow.
And they were at even the corners where there was no audience to see us. We drove around the whole of Festac. When we came back, I sat down and I never felt so stupid. What do you call that? Okay, we'll leave football alone.
Yeah.
The water you see coming out of my eyes is from laughing. Don't think that I'm crying. Hold on, Jacarora.
You know, those years,
it's a feel good.
People, I'm sure people can share their different stories of how proud, we used to be of the Super Eagles, of the dream team that went to. Tried naming all Olympic football team dream team, but then yes. it never just nah.
If I remember, but it's there is the one person that gives me joy. Even these days, I go on YouTube and look for his matches. JJ Okocha.
That's right.
And John Oniwaboy.
The maestro.
And John Oni, JJ Okocha. Another person back in the day is the guy called Ilerika.
Ilerika.
Ah, Jesus Christ. And Ajagun. Aruna Dakun Jowo Dakun Ajagun Loni Mbeo Dakun. I wish there was a spiritual camera that could capture the moment of what happened at that small stadium you see.
Which one?
The one at Race Course.
Okay.
That.
Yeah.
You remember there was a time in Lagos it was the only stadium anyway. Mm. Oh yes. Mm. Oh yes. And all kinds of stories have come out of there. Which one would I say? Is it the one of Fonda Balogun? On the way to Bashot from Baba Ebay, Ogbe Kokuni. When he took the shot, the guy coughed till he died. All kinds of mist. And you know, the stadium was so small in terms of the pitch was the right size, but there was very little left. So, and the football in those days was dribbling. The teamwork wasn't as much as dribbling. This was even before the likes of Odegwa was dribbling. When I remember, then there was one in the Ibobi College. I've said this story before. There was a guy called Tunde Martins. I don't know whether it's Babatunde or Latunde, but he's still around though. I intend to still bring him here, Tunde Martins. His job, number 5, his job was to clear. Yes.
The defender.
If you are going to play last match. Okay, I've forgotten.
Oh, you are underestimating me.
If you are going to play like Zumrato, when they play Zumrato, I'm sure the brief the coach gave him is I remove this guy from the match. in those days. There was a guy in Nepal called him Abeki. He used to wear jersey number 12 and tie a band. I remember his job just once you go clear. So, and when you clear somebody, I have to say this in Yoruba. You clear him. Okay. The sound will reverberate because the panels, you will hear the sound. But on the day they were going to meet Martin's Igbobi, were going to meet Zumratu. The rumor was that Zumratu people, they hadn't washed their jerseys at all, that there was Kurube.
Mm.
We were for jersey.
What is rare?
And one of Nigeria's best goalkeepers way back then swore to me that when you move close to them, from what is coming from the jerseys, you know that load of what is reckoning. Yes. I'm going to have a program soon on whether there's Kurube in football or not.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think there is.
Well, I took part on the... Mushroom.
I think there is.
I took part one, you know, when you're in school. But let me finish this, Igbobi, this thing. So, as soon as Aruna, somebody passed, I think it was Ajagun that passed the ball to Aruna, it now became a personal battle. Matuwan Jabo, he wanted to clear... Aruna to climb on the board quick. Brr, bah! We saw Mato hit the pavement, hit the side. We didn't see Aruna.
He has gone.
Oti Yobi. Then Aruna came back.
For what?
To dribble him again.
Wicked man.
He did it 3 times and comfortably just, he just put it in the post like that. So they give them 4-0 or something like that. Agbede won't like this story. And to all my other Igbobians, because they didn't take me to that school. You know, that's the school I would have wanted to go. Because I didn't pass arithmetic. So what? If I had 7%.
No. It's so everything. So everything.
Daily Digest. But okay, let's leave football now. I want you to talk about, we'll continue with this tomorrow. That is this one I'm going to talk about now, because I think it demands thorough analysis and it also demands thorough attention. No grief for anybody. So let's take it this way. For the rest of this program, I want you to call in nicely and tell me, what does it mean to you? What does it mean? It represents a lot and it means a lot to me. What does it mean to you? Now, I want you to answer, how would I put it now? I want you to think deeply. Don't just come and, this is not a time, it's not a Tinubu thing or APC or PDP thing, no. But no grief for anybody. I want you to tell me in 1 minute. And I've told you before, when you want to maximize your minute, don't come now and greet, good morning, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning, Uncle Sheriff. Good morning, your guests. Good morning, your guests in the studio. Half a minute is gone. Aya, shoot.
Let's start.
First
call.
Hello?
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 Person is not there. Let's take another one.
Hello?
Uncle Jimmy, that one will be hard. Good morning, sir.
No, we make exceptions to you. By the way, have you gone to Ghana and come back, or you see the area you did?
I tell you, I'm not happy. Lady Omale Soromo.
Kule Soromo bao.
I don't see Kise.
Oh, the woman, your own, go.
Yes.
Okay.
They had to take phone away from her to stop her talking to me. But yesterday around 10 p.m.
Yes.
They thought she had gone to bed. So just pick up the phone and flash me. Say, Chris, I'm just flashing you because my children are not here. My God, Uncle Jimmy. I don't know.
Sorry.
It's where my
sorry.
Brother.
Okay, your minute starts from now, because Nami start this wahala.
I no go agree. It means a lot, like you said.
Yes.
But for me as a person, maybe we are doing something, you want to tell me, say, because you are in certain position, you want to impose whatever on me. I no go agree. That is for me, I don't
That's
know.
That's what it means. Okay, fair
Thank
enough.
You.
Fair enough. Safe enough.
Mm.
Hello, good morning.
It's gone. The call dropped, yeah.
Oh, they called up.
Let's take another one.
Wait, Tony, money finish. Hello.
Okujime, good morning.
Morning. What does no grief for anybody?
My name is Robert.
Yes.
No grief for anybody. Like, to me, it's not a bad slogan now. The police are just misinterpreting it. If somebody slap you, will you grieve for that person?
I will agree, because if you be saying I'm not fit slap him back.
This is not Bible issue that Jesus says you should give him the other side. Now. Sheriff, you say you are a footballer. You were a footballer, Sheriff.
Do you want to try me?
Sheriff.
Do you want to try me? Bring ball. Bring ball. Bring ball to Mobolaji Johnson. No. Let's meet at Mobolaji Johnson.
I will dribble you. You will not.
Come to Mobolaji. I dare you. I challenge you.
Okay. Let us leave these people and take the rest. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
My name is Friday.
Yeah.
No grief for me simply means...
No grief for anybody. Not for me.
It means don't allow anybody to ride you or overuse you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the meaning.
Okay, let's try another one. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
That word, no grief for anybody. Mm-hmm. Maybe good thing, no. You no grief for police. What you go collect my brother, you go grief for them. No grief for me, to me, is never a good word.
But does it frighten you?
It's a threat. It's like arguing with somebody with a gun. What do you expect? It's between you and God. Either you go to hell or you go to heaven. We don't know. So
does it resonate anything in you that the police might be afraid of?
Nothing, Uncle Jimmy. There's nothing of such. Neither the police will use it to oppress you more, and they'll use it against you when they're writing statements. Thank you.
Okay, that's quite interesting. We are going to continue this exercise tomorrow. I mean, so don't discuss tomorrow. We'll just, and we're going to take random sampling. I'm not going to bring one guest here to open up our lines, and in a nice manner you'll be able to express yourself whether there's any cause for concern. We won't talk to lawyers, because lawyers must dabble everything, because Femi Falana says that police has no power to criminalize expression. We are talking about what is. We are not talking about whether they have the power or not. Whether they have power or not, police can do whatever they like. Police self within itself is still... The other day, police said that, we are going to stop all the VIPs from having escort and this and that and all kinds of things. Go to the social media, you see musicians of... Even the one where they don't promote, go Abuja. We don't know whether they go carry in police, go. We saw him with about 3 or 4 policemen. It's a mess, you know. So the legal one, we leave it for... Or Gafalan or them, let them settle that one. We are going to be talking the reality here. Because what is law in Nigeria is what the person who arrests you tells you, or who is mistreating you. Do you understand? How many policemen know the law in itself? How many? Even from their utterances, you can see the lack of knowledge of the law. So we will leave the lawyers, my good friend... Yemi Kaduso, Candy Johnson, all of them, they can have at their NBA conference, they can talk about what is law. We want to talk about what we can see every day. You talk law with a policeman way hook at 2 a.m. You're coming from lounge, you said don't correct. Policeman don't correct. Yeah, let's take the next one.
Okay.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What does no grief for anybody? What does it resonate in your head?
It means I no go allow you cheat me, or I no go allow you just do me anyhow. If you give it to me, I give it back to you.
Oh, okay. So in your own case and a few others, what it means is that if you try to cheat me, I won't agree. Generally, that's what you think it means.
Mm.
That I won't allow you cheat me. The man is gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Was he arrested? Let's pick the next one. Hello, good morning. 9:52. Hello. Morning. Yes, morning.
Yeah, no grief for me, actually. See, I personalized it as an individual thing to myself.
Okay.
Earth Green is highly dependent on me and no other person.
Good.
And with, this is my own way of trying to actualize my dreams in 2024, becoming the better version of myself.
Beautiful.
That's no great for me.
Good. So all these things are to prove a point, which we'll conclude tomorrow. You know, because currently the irony is that whilst the police are worried about the use of the word, it is that same phrase that the army is using to ginger up his people. So who do we follow now? That's why I said the issue of the law is different. So if you say, if you police won't catch me, say no grief for me, I say I'm a supporter of the military, I'm using it to ginger them up. You arrest me for that one. Let's pick another one.
Yes, let's do.
Hello, good one. Yes. Yes.
To me, I agree with you not for anyone means you not giving up at any time. Like, you just say, I am determined that nothing will stop me. That is what it means to me.
So it Fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you. Nine. Yeah, I can take two more.
Yes, yes, you can.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Let's take this
the
one.
Spirit is inside that one. Wish.
Hello, hi,
Hello morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Yes.
This is Bukayo speaking.
Hey, Bukayo, yeah. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I'm fine. Yes.
I think I'm not great for anybody. I had two perspectives to it. The last girl I spoke a little bit about it.
Yes.
One, introspectively, looking at no grief for myself, being able to push myself beyond limits, and being able to take out procrastination, as well as several projects I'm working on, find another angle to, you know, executing things that I've had no for, or find a way, a middle ground for both parties to reconcile the no's of attachment that couldn't work. And as respectfully, in terms of making a deal to be illegal, no grief for anybody, Don't be cheated.
All right. So we'll leave it now, and we're going to continue tomorrow at 9 o'clock. So be ready. Be, you know, feel free tomorrow to call in and explain. There's a need for us. There's a hidden. I think there's a hidden thingy behind this thing that the police are afraid of, and of course, like our good friend Femi Falana SAN said. You can't criminalize the words. Like I said this morning, we're going to need some kind of orientation agency, because the signs that we see in society, they're frightening, but this is not the way to tackle them. We'll continue tomorrow at 9, and I wish Nigeria very well on Sunday. Itiagboro. All of now, we'll get Kurube for our village. Go bring it out, because we must win that. How can Equatorial Guinea beat us?
Anything can happen.
If you don't have any beaters.
Anything. We played a friendly match before this, I think, on Monday or Tuesday or so, and we lost 2-0 to Guinea.
We were praying then. Now, we didn't want them to know how strong we are.
that's why we lost.
I see you tomorrow at 9.